gas. No brakes.
What's happening? Well, back to all gas, no brakes. No, you know who I am, fresh with the best of the
all gas.
I got Santi, I got Billy, and I got OJ with me. OG.
He looked like OJ. Yo, it
put
took us like
face that way.
20 times to get
you, Chloe Daddy.
Chloe.
Oh, yeah, he's Chloe Daddy. Yeah.
Chloe who?
Kardashian.
She just had a baby.
Yeah. What's that dude Thompson? It was Wildin'.
That's
why he wasn't
kissing that girl.
That's why the Cavs ain't doing well.
Look, he lame anyway.
Probably.
He kissing in the club.
Well, he had a sex tape come out this last week.
Who? Fucking up the Cavs.
Tristan, he had a sex tape with a couple girls. You ain't seen it?
Damn.
Nah, I ain't seen that.
She just had the baby.
Yeah, I don't really care about them.
Yeah, me neither. I don't want to talk about them. Anyway, we doing something a bit different. We switching it up on y'all, man, because I know y'all like when we did the fishbowl. So we just going to come at you with the fishbowl this episode.
Yeah. We're
going to get back to the trends and stuff later and talk about the topics. But we going to have some fun today. Can we have some fun?
Yep. We're
going to have some fun, right, fellas?
Yeah, definitely.
So look. Fuck it, let's jump straight into it, man.
Biddy, go ahead, get the first one. Get it.
Shaker.
Reach in there deep.
What should be the qualifications for getting a gun?
Ooh. Okay, who's the first? Let me go.
You please go.
Okay, I think it should be a psych eval, some type of psych eval for getting a gun. Of course, age.
What you think the age should be?
21. No, 18. Because you can join the military at 18 and carry a gun.
Too. Right,
so you should be able to, 18.
I agree with 18.
Females at a certain age should be a certain age you shouldn't be able to get a gun too. Like, if you like 65, you still trying to get a gun? No, you're not.
Why not?
You say that?
Well, you got to take an eye exam too.
Why? They'll be the best shooters. They have years behind that pistol.
Yeah, you got experience. But these people
aren't using the gun to like shoot people running through crowds. They're like somebody breaking in their house.
Okay, let me finish.
All
right. You need good eyes for that.
No.
I don't think you should be able to buy a rifle or any type of AK-47 or none of those joints in it.
You think just handguns?
Regular handguns? Nah, rifle can get distance. You gotta wait till somebody get close up on you.
Nah,
because bad handgun.
What's the reason for you to have that as
a
regular guy?
You want me to tell you the reason?
Motherfuckers might have it.
No, let me explain.
I don't want nobody pulling up on me with AK. We both gonna AK it up together, yo.
Also, he's acting like everybody lives in the city. Uh-huh. When you live in the South, there's like maybe coyotes, deer, certain things that come up on your property.
My AK. Right.
You can't wait and get a handgun when they get up close. You want to get them, you know, from a distance, you know?
Ah.
You ain't going hunting with no AK.
No, my grandfather had a rifle, I'm saying. Not
a
an
rifle,
AK.
Yes, but not an AK. That's why I took the word rifle
back. But the reason
there is no need for an AK.
Assault rifles. I'm not talking about long distance, but I'm talking about assault.
Like an AR-15? But they semi-automatic, though.
If a villain or a criminal...
You need to be equal to them.
A criminal can have... Y'all been villain and criminal.
Yeah.
I should be able to have that shit, too.
Okay, you know what? I get that concept.
That's the only reason I want it. But if they don't have it, I don't got to have it.
So what you're saying is if they have nuclear weapons, you want nuclear weapons. Thank you.
Just in case.
Okay, so what... Answer the question.
I think the qualifications should be you should be 18. You should be able to handle the gun. You should be able to see. You know what I'm saying? Your vision should be good.
Yeah,
you have to be mentally stable.
I heard blind people can get weapons now too.
Blind people can get weapons.
Yeah.
That's good. Guns.
Yeah.
I mean their hearing is really good.
But how would they know what they're shooting at?
I mean, you don't know.
Y'all not gonna like my answer.
No, please. Answer.
Well, are you done with your answer, Biddy?
I'm done.
Okay.
I think it should be 18, but also I think your criminal history should go into effect as well with your psych.
Your juvenile history?
Your criminal history, period. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if you used to rob banks at 12 years old, then I want people to know he was doing that when he was 12 years old. So what do you think he's doing at 20?
I agree.
Yeah. You know, so that's what I think. Criminal history should be investigated.
Yeah.
Excuse me, guys. Sipping up. I don't care. I don't really care, man. When they can have a gun, 18, same thing. He's like, criminal history? I really don't care about criminal history because, you know, people change. And I got to believe that they can change. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I believe that also, but I think maybe I'm overprotective in saying that because...
But what if, like, my criminal history was, like, I stole from a major corporation?
With guns. I'm saying your criminal history has
with,
to be
with weapons.
Oh, like non-violent offenses.
Not like you used to sell weed. Like, no, don't let him get a gun. No, you want him to have a gun. Okay.
And guys, y'all can leave comments on how y'all feel about each topic below, too. Because we want to hear what y'all think about it. Yep.
Next.
I think we wrapped that joint up.
Yeah,
let's move right along.
Good joint. Oh, this one's philosophical. I can see it right here.
Oh, joint.
See the thickness in it?
Oh.
I'm not even going to tell you.
What are good reasons to block someone on social media?
Ooh. Mm. I'm going to start. I guess. Nah. I want to hear what Santi says about this.
Why is it good reason for me to block? I'm going to tell you why I've blocked a friend of mine on social media. I have done it before. He was just putting some gross shit up online.
What do you mean?
He was just putting up, like, bad porn, not even good porn. You know, porn out. You know, sometimes, you know, good porn, you're like, oh, that's dope. All right, cool. You know, but it was just like, oh, this bitch.
You know what?
Busted. What are you doing to me? So I was like, fuck this dude.
I got a buddy of mine that does that, man. And it's weird because it's like, yo, my wife may pick up my phone.
You know what I'm saying? This is my wife. She's like, good shit.
What you know, what's up with this?
You know what I'm saying? Some shit my wife would be like, yo, baby, did you see that shit? Yo, I did see that one.
Man.
But like, oh, come on. What kind of nigga you hanging out with?
Yeah. Like, yo, he's coming over. Who? The guy who sends it?
Nah, he ain't coming over. And nobody come over because she's going to think everybody is at my...
Yeah, your friend.
Not on my timeline,
motherfucker. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Biddy?
I think... constant spamming of shit that's irrelevant to me.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, yeah.
I had to read it again. I kind of forgot.
So like, spamming of, like, what is
like,
what
just promoting the business that I have no interest in, like, whatsoever.
But it's trying to get
to the point where it's like, I don't care about this.
Like, blocking mean, like, you can't see.
But this is my cleaning
shit.
Service, but I mean, dog. But he like, nah, fuck your cleaning service.
Fuck all your shit. Like, I don't even want to see your shit.
What you mean, like, blocking who? Like other people? Like, or just
blocking
accounts from
anybody?
Accounts,
anybody.
I mean, personal.
Like I said, I mean, even just spamming irrelevant shit too much, or just like a bunch of irrelevant shit I don't care about.
So your baby mother, is she blocked on Facebook and social media?
Is she blocked?
Yeah.
None of them. I blocked.
Okay.
None of them. Anybody? Yeah.
Only reason I've
been watching Nick about for that. None of them block me. None of my social media sites.
That's cool. OG, and you know, I know you're new to this social media thing.
No, so I'm not new to this.
You probably ain't.
Good reason not to block someone. Cause I used to hit that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not gonna let you look into my life and like, oh, what is he doing? And no.
I currently hit that. I gotta block you, baby.
Used to.
I block you now.
And you probably ain't hitting that no more then.
Because after I started messing with a female, when I was, you know, out there, jumping out there, I could no longer be friends with you on any social sites. Because I didn't want to be, you know.
What?
I didn't want them to have that. It was weird. I'm weird like that. Yeah, I'm
right now. Let it out.
But you single. You single, and y'all were single together, y'all and y'all broke up. Like, how long were y'all dating?
Because you know, social media can break up a lot of things.
Yeah,
right? So for me,
definitely.
To avoid that argument of what you thought you might have seen, a status or a picture or whatever may have developed on that site,
right?
We just gonna block you,
right? We
gonna put you to. You can call me on my phone. That's our communication,
right?
Rather than you trying to figure out, oh, what he doing? He said he was gonna be doing this. He said I'm blocking.
People really would like look at that and go,
do
the thing that you thought you were doing.
I ain't never been through that before.
That's scary. Yeah.
Females do that all the time. Snapchat.
See, when I was talking about social media,
I didn't care.
But you know, I block businesses. Of course, bad business, I block. Right. You got a bad name. We can't even be friends from the jump anyway.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes you don't know about that until you go through it. So you don't know. But I block you. Artists I've dealt with who was on bullshit, I block you. Mm-hmm. bad business, I block you.
Right, right.
You know, yeah. Bad business, that's just what it is.
So any negativity, you just block.
Any negative, yeah.
Yeah, I just should block negativity.
But
yeah,
I mean, if you post some bullshit on your shit, I'm not going to block you. I'm probably just unfriend you because I don't want to be a friend on you.
Yeah.
No, I unfriended them. Okay, yeah. I did that too. Yeah. No, I blocked, unfriended.
When you block, no, you unfriend them anyway.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, not necessarily. Because if you bring them out of block, they automatically back on your friend. They ain't got a request.
Yeah, I just removed.
No, I'm lying.
I was saying on Instagram, I don't think it's like that. When you block somebody, you gotta refollow them or they gotta refollow you.
Facebook
back
different, I guess.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. I don't know.
Yeah, they might be different.
Snapchat different too.
I have not gotten into the Snapchat wave, man. I tried. Yeah. You all Snapchat?
I mean, I ain't. I just posted the first Snapchat in probably like 2 months. Just now.
Yeah.
I fuck
with Snapchat.
Yeah. You single. You got a lot of time on your
Emma?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
You got shit to do.
I don't be on Snapchat.
No responsibility. Just come home like, what the fuck should I do?
You don't got responsibility.
I just don't like.
No, you got responsibilities.
I always just can't watch the different. It'd be a lot of shit. Like, it'd be a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And like, nigga, you doing a lot of shit. I can't watch all that shit. Right. I can be catch a JPEG of that shit from like a day ago. Maybe I go to Instagram. And I don't even do that. I probably go to the timeline.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm addicted. We're going to move right along.
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, social media.
You're next.
I'm
going
to be next.
Oh, no, first. You're going to go next.
Dude, I take it.
That's philosophical.
I don't think so.
Oh, shoot. Two-part question.
No, that's
it's a double whammy.
Woo. This is for the ladies.
Not for
the
men.
Whoa. Real let me answer.
Do men still look at women the same if they have sex with them early?
That sounds familiar.
Didn't we have
no? We did no.
We had it off camera.
We didn't have this discussion.
We had this off camera.
Okay, sweet.
We didn't have.
We was going through and was like,
I think it was off camera.
It was off camera.
Okay.
So,
why did you ball it up, man? Because
can
I hear it again?
The question is,
do men still look at women the same if they have sex?
Okay, all right. Only if the sex was good, you look at them better. Don't you?
Go, I agree with that.
If the sex is bad, you'd be like, hey, shit.
I don't think it's really a time thing. It's an experience thing for me.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
And if the experience was bad, you wasted my goddamn time, basically.
It was never a waste of time having
shit.
I don't even think bad sex is not a waste of time.
I've had some bad sex
that was a waste of time. I can't lie about that.
I ate some bad food, but I was hungry.
You know? No,
I mean, I think that to me that's different. That's bad.
There is no bad sex. That's your fault. If it was bad, that's your fault.
I can't.
No, they could be.
You could have made it interesting.
They could have been bad.
I tried
sex.
To make it.
Only she got a neck. You could have made it interesting.
hilarious. Well, you can just switch it up.
So have we clarified what the answer to that question is?
What was the question?
I forgot the question.
Do men look at women the same? Do men look at women the same if they had sex early with them?
Only if the sex was bad.
I mean, I would say, bad. I don't...
Yeah. I'm not saying it was good.
You look at them like
you're gonna look at them different regardless anyway. If you had sex with that kind of like, you're gonna look at them good or was bad.
You think you break them down after sex? You kind of break
good
down each other.
Good and bad. You gonna look at them different.
I don't. I'm gonna be like,
I'm gonna look at them different anyway after the sex. If it was good, I'm gonna still look at them different regardless. Even after the sex,
good or bad.
I'm gonna look at it.
Yeah. You're gonna be
gonna have a different outlook
because I weigh in like.
What do you mean? Okay, so yeah, expound upon that.
I
weigh in as far as like after the sex, I see how her relationship, because you know females change after you get done, because after you have sex, their whole shit change too. Like either they sometimes they ball up like you know what I'm saying? Like I didn't mean to do this, and then sometimes they like, oh, finally I did it. You know, it just depends, and then. I don't know, man.
They want to buy you things, right? They want to do things for you.
I don't know, yo.
I thought they get better after sex. They treat you better. Maybe that's just...
They usually do.
If you give them the good pipe on out the gate, sometimes they get crazy.
I'm coming from
crazy.
The back.
They get fucking nuts. Yeah, if you get me, you know what I'm saying, like, look, you gotta stay like just like give them just enough.
Look, I had
like,
old
you know what I'm saying,
like you gotta give them just enough to not get crazy.
How do you give semi pipe?
You can do it.
I'm telling you, nah.
I learned that.
It's levels to that shit.
Wait,
it's levels to that.
Y'all hold back.
You have to.
So you have to.
If you thrash the wrong one the wrong way.
she's going crazy.
I don't want no crazy chick problem.
Yeah, I had an old head that told me you can't long stroke females because they will.
Yeah, you can't long.
But not the first time. Not the first time.
So how many times?
Maybe the second time. Maybe the second time. Maybe the second time. Thrash her the second time.
I'm saying, when I had the ball in my hands, I'm trying to score. I'm not like, I'm just going to pass it. And
my production company is called
Back of the Wall Productions.
He said Back of the Wall Productions.
We are not playing, bro. We don't
only for the hits.
Like, you don't kill somebody halfway. Yeah, I'm gonna come back and kill a big time.
So the consensus is for this is basically.
You see, back in the days, women weren't probably as crazy.
No, they was, but you was more careful.
Nah, this is
because they ain't used condoms back then. Nah.
How was you more careful?
Well, like, you didn't have social media. Then nobody had a cell phone back in the day. So it wasn't like you could like, oh, that when he
did? Right.
Somebody had to tell her like
for a minute.
Next week, last week I saw him at the party, girl.
2 weeks later.
Like, I wasn't at no motherfucking party.
There wasn't no pictures you could take.
No, I wasn't no pictures.
You were thinking
it was all word of mouth.
You barely made shit in, yo.
You ain't seen she lying. You ain't seen She lying. Hey. I saw him cheating on you. Where?
Right.
Did,
I wouldn't.
You see me there? Did she got a picture of me? No.
Now your friends, they got something. They got look. Girl, you on the gram right
there.
There
you go. There you are right there. That's you, Daryl.
Man, let's go, man.
We heard Daryl. We're going to tell on Daryl.
Next one.
It's crazy.
Oh, man.
Because you want a philosophical joint.
Philosophical fat.
I made these joints, man.
Relationship skinny. That's how life is.
Oh, my God. You're hilarious, dude. You're killing me, son. I bet. Uh-oh.
It's long, too. Oh, hell. Pause.
What will be...
will be...
some of the byproducts to society... ...of everyone having the ability to take pictures or a video at any time?
Well, wait a minute.
Oh, I can answer that.
You got it.
I can answer that forward.
I missed all that shit.
I can answer that.
So I'm going to break it down for you guys.
All right. What would be the byproduct?
So what are going to be the cause and effects?
I can tell you.
For everyone having the ability of being able to take a picture or video of anyone at any time.
Bitty.
What is going to be the effects of everyone having the ability to take a picture?
I can tell you.
They have no privacy.
The Me Too movement.
Right, no privacy.
The Me Too movement.
The Me Too movement?
Yeah. No because privacy. It's going to enable people to be correct in their dealings with other people as if they were on camera. But when you notice that people are on camera in the beginning, they're very careful. But after a while, they don't give a shit.
They don't care after a while.
They don't care.
It also affects the human interaction, how you interact with one another in person, you know.
Yeah.
Some people don't act the same on social media as they act in person. They're just like, they're brave on social media. They're outspoken. Ugh. But you meet them and they're just silent Bob.
Yeah, I met people like that. That shit pisses me off too. Yeah. I be like, yo, social media, like, what's up? And you see them, you like, uh-huh. They be like, oh, damn, I thought you was actually, like, fooling you all. Yeah. I made up a whole other motherfucker. Right. You don't do that on Facebook, bro.
Right.
You're right about that. That's true.
So,
but how the kids dealing with that? How the kids...
Well, you know, the kids don't have
social... I see kids
socials.
Doing something different when I grew up. So, how the kids...
Yeah, my son likes... He don't like going outside. He like doing stuff on the internet. He like...
Yeah, they don't have social
YouTube.
Skills.
Yeah.
And that's why you have all this gluten-free shit. Because the kids... Don't go outside.
That listen. Shit is nasty too, by the way.
The kids, let me break it down. The kids don't go outside, but that's the parents' fault. Because our parents, let me tell you why.
What is there to do outside?
Let me tell you why. When I was a kid,
what is it to do outside?
We used to kick rocks. It don't matter. We
used to do a ragged shit outside.
But then
we got into shit.
It's about the same amount of shit. It's the same amount of shit. Playground, all kinds of shit outside. We shit out there. The swimming pool.
My parents trusted us more too. I was 8 years old walking to the stove by myself.
I was about 12 doing that. I made about 12. I was doing that. 13, I was a latchkey kid.
I was babysitting like at 11, dog. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't had it.
My mom was like, yo, I'm about to go to the store for a minute. Y'all motherfuckers figure
it
out.
That's how it was.
But now people be like, yo, the kid, no, we can't go anywhere. And the kids. So,
nah, I mean.
Well, you know.
It depends on the parent. It also depends on how you raise your child. If you raise your child to be responsible like that, you can do that.
Is that responsible or is that making them kids?
become grown.
No, it's just preparing for life.
It depends on the area they living in, too, though, because, I mean, if they living in a fucked up area, you probably don't want them to go outside.
I don't think it depends on the area.
When they get a certain age, you don't just throw them out there to the wolves. You know what I'm saying? You want to.
No, that's not throwing them out
there. I'm saying from a perspective, when you're looking at it, like, the shit that you're teaching your son or your daughter, you know what I'm saying? Like, if the area that you're living in, you might not want them to go outside and play at 8, 9 years old, ride bikes with them. Right, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it depends on what you're teaching.
But still, it's the parent's fault. Because
I used to ride outside.
It's still your obligation to take the kid out. You know, whenever you can, once or twice a week. Don't say you can't make a time to take the kid out.
Right.
Even for 10 minutes, it means a lot. But what happens is these kids sit in the house, the parents don't make them. When we were kids, you couldn't stay in the house.
Yeah, they made it. You got to get out.
Like, yep. get out.
Same
7 o'clock in the morning, get up, sun's up, get your ass up, get out.
Get your ass
I remember that.
And then you got to go find a friend, and then you work on your social skills, because the boy next to the high. And you start, you know, but these kids...
Yeah, venture off. And it's just be an adventure for
them. They be doing it all day.
And then you discover yourself.
All everywhere,
dog. Yeah.
I miss
being a kid.
I don't see bike no more. I never seen two kids bike by me.
Nah.
In a minute.
I haven't seen that. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
I had not seen that in years, bro. Two kids riding a bike down the street, just outside.
I see that at the beach, though. When I lived at the beach, I did see cool shit like that. People are more relaxed at the beach.
Yeah.
And you can also rent beach bikes.
And there are people on beach bikes. That's some hot shit.
No, I don't think. Man, go ahead and get another motherfucker.
Biddy, Biddy, it's your turn.
That's on me.
Hit that Biddy. Get
Biddy, 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 Biddy.
Hit him with that bass, Biddy.
Deep. Organized.
Get a big bitch. Get a big bitch.
Biddy look like he like them big girls anyway.
Oh, Biddy, that's a good one.
I do the sweats.
Like them big girls.
That's a good one.
What do you call it?
You like them Shirley's. You like them Shirley's.
Is it hard dating someone with a different religion?
How what?
Is it hard dating somebody with a different religion?
You want me to answer that? Mean question. Have I ever dated somebody with a different religion? I have. I mean, it didn't go far. It was.
Did the religion get in the way?
Kinda.
What was the religion?
She was a whole Muslim.
She was Muslim.
Yeah.
She was a whole Muslim.
She wasn't faking like a lot of people.
Right.
She wore the joint on her head and everything.
Oh, that's too much work.
Yeah.
But she only did it around her people.
That's still too much work, though.
It was a lot. It was a lot because it feels a lot of faking. I feel like she was faking.
Yeah, she was faking. She was only doing it around the people.
But that was her way of... I mean... You can't.
She was born into that, but she really didn't...
Well, but
she liked peanuts.
But in all fairness, when they go to parties and around their family, they kind of like require them to wear it at like functions like that. So
yeah,
I'm just being nice. I mean, we may have our problems with it, but it's their culture.
Oh no, if it is, I get it. But was she like born from another country in it?
Yeah.
No, she was born here.
Oh, okay. So they converted here for it.
I guess. I mean, I don't know the backstory. What y'all think though? Have y'all ever dealt with this?
I think two different people. two people with two different religions can bond spiritually if they're strong enough.
But somebody gonna have to switch.
Why? It's only one God.
I think spiritually they could. I think it's a way that it can happen. I'll say that.
Look, let me tell you this. I don't care what religion she is, as long as she believes in something, you know, some type of spirituality, because you don't know how far the relationship's going. And a lot of these relationships, we just having a good time. So we're not trying to, like, I'm going to marry her. So it's not like every time we date somebody, so it's like, the first question is not, what religion are you?
No.
I could care less.
So you could date an atheist?
I don't care if she believes in God. We'll figure that out later. Mm. Maybe I was meant to be in her life to inspire her.
Right.
So I don't care what religion she is.
But will you be like, you in their whole relationship, trying to get them to believe in God? Or will you just be like,
no, no. No.
Or trying to get her to cross over from being that to
I would never
a Christian
that.
Or something.
I would never do that. And that's what her belief is, her belief.
Because y'all get married, though. That's the question.
Why couldn't we?
I could.
Why would that? Why does she?
I could too.
Why would she have to think exactly the way I think and believe exactly before in order for me to?
Some people believe that, though.
Yeah, but you got to question that reality of, okay, because she don't think the way you think, and she wasn't programmed the way you were programmed. and accepts everything you accept, right. You can't be with her. I don't give a damn about that.
I really don't even believe in half the shit anyway.
Thank you.
A lot of this shit's magic. A lot of this shit's magic, man.
Magical ass book, none of that man. Shit. I don't believe none of that shit anyway.
That shit is a bunch of fucking hocus pocus, stories
and all that
Bitty,
shit.
Bitty, what you think, Bitty? All right, we're going to move right along.
The top. I mean,
that's right, Bitty. Tell him.
Like I said, man, two people that strong enough can bond spiritually that have two different religions.
I did, man, and I'm chilling. Yeah. Like, we having a good time, dog.
Just take this. It's all about the individual.
Okay, so your wife is a different religion than you?
She grew up whole Muslim.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You grew up what?
I grew up...
Were you in the church or you was just
I'm not even
going
to say what it was because I don't... I'm so... I can't... I'm not even a fan of it. But it was whack. It was whack. I believe that, you know, a person is good. I believe that there's certain good things, like, from the book. Mm-hmm. With the commandments.
Yes.
The 10 of them, I believe those are good. Those are 10 good rules to live by. As long as we do that, I think we'll be all right. That's it.
Okay.
So as long as she believes, be good with those 10 rules, we all right. We'll be okay.
Make sure y'all give y'all comments underneath here because we want to hear what y'all saying too. But we're going to keep it moving because I think we settled that out.
Good question.
That's a great question.
Would you have sex with an atheist?
Yeah.
Okay, so it doesn't matter what her religion is then, right?
But he said, marry her, though. He said, would you marry her? Would you marry that?
You're going to have to build with her. Like, yay.
You should be able to do that.
I'm going to tell you something funny. You're going to be like, this is crazy. I don't believe in all that, but I will send my kids to a school with a little bit of that foundation. And then when they come home and ask me about it, I'm like, I don't really believe that. I just want you to make you aware of, like, society think you should follow that shit.
I like that idea.
You like that, Biddy?
I like that idea.
All right.
Let's go.
I mean, only because I went through that. My mother sent me through a Catholic school, and I came home and asked questions.
Yeah.
And then when the answers didn't make sense to me, like I grew into that. It was like, you know what I'm saying? I went from Catholic school to learning about religion and all that. The subject went to public school, where it was all the religion got took out and then put in science. There was no science in private school. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Well, I had questions. I had a lot. Wasn't there science? Nah, they didn't have science. It was all religion.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, because
no chemistry class in there?
None of that. They didn't. It was none of that. I went to a Catholic school. You know what I'm saying? I went to two different
schools. No biology? I
got out by sixth grade. I mean, it might have been the higher up, but I was out by sixth grade. But yeah, it was all religion, math, English. There was no science.
Mm-hmm. Were you like a choir boy?
They had mass like once a month.
Were you a choir boy?
I wasn't a choir boy, nah. But I remember going to
the
choir. You know what I'm saying? I seen where he was going with it, but I wasn't living that way anyway. You know what I'm saying?
I knew where you was going with it.
He was hilarious. OG.
Yo, what got me at first?
What they was talking about, though?
Well, who was talking about?
These nuts!
Got him! Yes! Okay, it's on.
That's good. Let's get it back. Let's get it back.
Yo, hold on. This is funny because he got him on camera.
I saw his face. And I was like, you fell for it. He got you.
See, this is my man, Jay Koss.
I let my guard down.
My man, Jay Koss. I had to
It's on.
It's on. Let's get it back.
Oh, man, that's hilarious, dog. He got you. Leo, OG, got to get him, dog. Hey, you know, he's thinking about it now, boy. You about to get him with the wrath.
And he was like, what are you talking about?
He about to get him with the wrath.
Right? I planted the seed.
Oh, yo, be careful now.
It's like that hat. I will impregnate your thoughts.
Oh, should taxpayers have the option to explicitly say what they don't want their tax dollars spent on?
I think it's a fair
thing. Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's a fair
I don't want
thing.
My tax dollars spent on nothing but
me. Right. That's why we can't.
I mean, everybody.
That's why we can't.
Everybody should be able to say,
that's my money.
I need some shoes. Come on with this now.
This is my money.
I believe we should be able to say, because I mean, but for real things out here that you would like, yo, don't pay taxes for that.
But then they wouldn't be able to use the money because we would have so many, you know.
Other shit.
I mean,
so much your shoe collection would be a lot bigger than what it is.
I would enjoy that, man.
I mean, but I think if you did it like, all right, so
roads would be fucked
if,
up.
If you don't want your tax dollars to go to the police,
but there's certain things
you shouldn't be able to call the police. once you look at it like that, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to want to.
But do we need it? If you have your own,
that's what I'm saying.
Do you need it? If I have my
that's
own,
what I'm, if you believe that you, if you don't, then say I don't think my tax dollars should go towards that, and then you shouldn't be able.
And
to
if
call
you
the
can
police.
Prove that you don't need the police.
I mean, what would that proof be? Be like, look, come back here, son. I don't need no cops.
What you gotta be? You gotta be at every scene in the hood when somebody call and clock the time. Man, this time y'all was like 30 minutes off. Yo, the shooting gone.
Not paying it off. I'm not. Hey, see, y'all shot then, a rack of black dude.
We not paying. Yeah, okay,
we ain't paying for that.
No, but we need a grant for our neighborhood watch.
Because we got this.
We got this. We got this. We can do this. We don't need to pay y'all no more.
Yo, that's real shit.
Yeah.
I think that might be a thing. Maybe we need our own policing.
That's our gangster.
But then we turn it all around, and it'll be gang. Then we got this security company. Got
yeah.
They fighting against each other for contracts and shit.
Yeah, we'll get into a state of emergency.
And then taxes will come right back.
All in the same year.
One side of town that bought all the chicken out. Other side of town got all the Heinekens.
Oh, they make the deals. Right.
Nothing but 40 ounces. Oh, man, nothing but 40.
You got position paperwork to cross over to the next county type man, shit. Like, oh, I ain't rocking. Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, man. Let's keep it That was one of yours.
It was one of mine, man. It made you think,
you
man.
Did not like them tax paid.
Man, they be hitting me, dog.
They be hitting me, too.
Man.
I ain't gonna lie. I see how much I'm supposed to get a month. I'm like, bruh, I see a third of that shit, bruh.
Dog,
I don't even look at that shit no more on my check.
I try not to.
Bro, that shit make me mad.
I try not to.
It's certain shit that they put on that's on there. I be like, what the fuck?
Who the fuck is FICA?
Who is FICA?
I'm busting FICA's ass on site.
Yo, FICA's busting your ass every paycheck.
Bullshit.
I need that bitch to get away from my life.
Yo. We need, yo, I'm striking off.
Who
FICA.
The fuck is FICA?
If y'all
know who right FICA now. Is, let put the thing below here and comment.
No, bring to, him here.
Bring, yeah, them to explain that
y'all
shit.
Y'all think y'all got, I'm still paying child support. Yeah, my daughter's 31 years old.
You in the ends like that?
She's 31 years old. I'm
who
not gonna say going her to? Name, Camellia.
But I'm got
the money going to?
No, it's not like the system was set up that before the computer system took over, it didn't have any record of me paying. So it's not the mother of my daughter's fault. It's that the system went back before the computer and they're making me pay child support since her birth because it wasn't in the computer. So, it's not.
Yeah, you need to get a lawyer.
Look, let me tell you something. There's nothing you can do.
It's
about
got to be. I ain't going for that one. You can
do. It might be.
I ain't going.
I would try.
Yeah, I ain't going for that one.
You sit down, letting taking that. You ain't tried. You couldn't try it.
You have to try.
Ain't no way.
Yeah. I would try.
Ain't no way. You got that look like I ain't trying.
She's 31, man.
Huh?
And she make more money than me.
Exactly. So you need all them chippers.
Yo.
You ain't tried. Get your boy situated, son.
Man, I told him to try. I think I told you to try. Yeah.
Okay, can I?
Yeah, go ahead.
You should have told us that.
You should have told us that.
I mean, Biddy got a baby mama, too. Ain't nobody said nothing about Biddy baby mama.
All three of them.
You paying child support?
Man, yeah, it's times three.
Man,
shit is real.
But do they put some respect on it?
Your shit is real.
They do.
Your shit is real.
This shit real.
Real, real.
Man, that shit real.
Triple real.
I don't even get a check.
I know.
Damn, Nick.
My brother be
you
like,
get a check, you just get
15,
a stub.
17, what is this?
Yeah, I get a stub. After taxes and all that shit, times three, they ain't
okay.
Playing.
What would make you want to get back with an ex?
Nothing.
If she doing better than what she was doing before.
What?
I think if she was doing better, I'd get back with her.
I didn't read this.
It depends.
If she was in a different state of mind.
I think it'd be depending on how we broke up. And how that
too.
Ended.
That too.
If she was in a better state, like you said,
right?
Shoot, that's about it. It really depends on how we ended.
Right.
We ended on some bullshit. I don't want to get back. I don't want to see your ass again.
Man.
But if we ended on a good note,
way I feel about it is a relationship, regardless of how much I might have wanted it to work, they run their course sometimes.
And if it ended,
for whatever reason it ended, it ended. So only like some trip of fate, like we happened to crash on an island and only her and I was there and it was just bananas and us.
I'll still look for another motherfucker.
On the island?
Straight up. It would depend on which
one. Deserted island. Completely. I'm going to find another boy.
I'm still looking for another
boy. I'm going to give me an indigenous bitch.
I respect that. I, you know
mad
what?
Mad as hell on the island. Mad as hell.
I'm going to get an indigenous judge. Now you lying. And shit. She have a ball. Look, fuck that. We're going to work it out. Me and Ufu, we're going to figure this shit out.
Go Ufu, we're going to work it out.
You know what?
You going with that familiar.
I'm trying to work it out.
I'm trying to work it out.
I don't know, man.
I don't care, man. We can work it out. My thing, I've always had the theme that all of my exes, we can always work it out if I wanted to get back with any of them. Because we ain't never ended on no.
No, that's a couple. I wouldn't, so, do you think you're the only man that could get back with them if they wanted to? Or
no,
just you? It's just
that's
you.
Just what I would,
that's his feeling for himself.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
But I wouldn't get back with my exes, though. Now I wouldn't, because it's definitely backtracking. And, you know, sometimes when you get back with your exes,
I've never done it.
You realize, that's why I stopped fucking with your motherfucking ass anyway.
Right. Yeah.
And be like mad as hell because you like.
That's
man.
Why I don't want. That's why I ain't and never do it.
But no,
that's why you gotta date them back first to even see what type of state of mind they in. Sometimes when you don't just jump back in a relationship with them.
What do you mean date them back?
You
mean
date them back? Like you don't even know them type shit, but you know them for real. You know what I'm saying? Like you see what type of.
You just lost.
You can know them. You can know them, but they could be in a whole different type of state of mind.
Like yo, what's your name?
Nah.
I mean, you just. I mean, you already know this person, so you know.
Now, I don't know.
I mean, saying. How you dating back, though?
You already know. If you been with a person.
My ex, it's straight back to fucking. Like,
that's really all it's going to be at first.
He's talking about building a relationship, though, with your ass. Or getting back with your ex.
He's talking about, like, okay, I just want to build with you before I fuck you. That's different.
What would make you want to get back with her and build a relationship? Yeah.
What would make you want to get back?
I wouldn't build a relationship.
And at all. Sometimes a bad relationship will make you want to get back with your ex, too. Like, man, that motherfucker won that goddamn
ass. No.
Man, that's just going like, man, forward. I'm tired of. Because some men, they like, man, I'm going to just go ahead and get
these
hurt.
These relationships
some men are like that.
Should be teaching you.
What you
don't
movie
want. Called Groundhog,
you should be.
You see the movie called Groundhog Day?
Great movie.
Yeah.
Bill Murray.
The principle behind that movie was when he was trying to get that girl, every time he said something stupid, he could go back. The next day, figure it out. Don't say that stupid. Okay, start from there and keep moving forward. So in a relationship, you're supposed to start from there. You make mistakes. You learn. You grow. Because if someone has to teach you or you teach them, rarely does the student experience with the teacher what they learn from the teacher. Mm-hmm. So if you're teaching them, you're just teaching them what to do or what not to do in their next relationship.
Yeah, always. Yeah.
They're not going to be with you.
Always.
That's the class.
That's a good point.
The class ends.
I agree. Yeah. That's a good point. I ain't looking at
so
it.
So to the exes.
That was a good point.
Nah. You voted out, baby.
You like that point, too?
Yeah, that was a good point.
You know, I don't know who said it.
Let's keep it moving.
I agree, bitch.
Amen, amen.
Yeah.
Let me dig. Okay, this. I don't know what this is. See what that hot thing is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Uh-oh.
What are the keys for most men to be happy in a relationship?
I could have swore that sounded familiar.
GPD.
These questions pretty much when it comes to relationships kind of all.
You want me to get another one?
No, yeah, get another one.
I swear that doesn't sound familiar, bro.
I swear we answered that question on later.
I think they answered it in another philosophical way.
You're lying.
That's probably what it was, Biddy.
I don't want to do this one.
No, man.
Well, what that was saying. We got to read it. We can read it.
Is there a waiting period a person should have when ending a relationship before jumping to the next?
Depends on how good the woman looks.
Nah, not at all. I don't care. I would, if it happens tomorrow, fuck it. It happens tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't think you should.
So
like,
you broke up with your wife and y'all broke up.
I have to be ready if I ever did do something like that, or if my wife ever did do something like that with me, that she may also get in a relationship that fast. So I got to be able to understand that may occur.
So if she did jump in a relationship fast, what would you think about her?
I'd be like, damn, that's fucked up. But, you know, fuck, I got it.
Why would that be fucked up?
Because you wouldn't want your wife to be with someone else that fast or even leave you, right?
Because a lot of times when a motherfucker does that, they was ready to leave you alone a long time.
But that's why I say
they've been preparing for that shit. And maybe it's just new to you at that time.
But that's why I'm saying I wouldn't care.
Yeah. You have to be like that. You have to put your mind like that. You had to, or you'd be fucked up in the game.
There you go.
You'll be in the corner balled up with your thumb in your mouth.
Or just, you know.
And a lot of cheap vodka around you.
and you know what? The earth is still going to rotate.
It definitely will.
Right. And I cannot miss the beat.
So what do you think, Diddy?
I mean.
I'm going to read the question to you again.
No, I remember. Okay. Nah, like you said, the next day, if it's the next day, you know what I'm saying? That's cool, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You got to get over shit fast. Ain't no lingering on in the past. I mean, it's one thing to think that y'all going to work it out and get back together.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
It's another thing to just completely know that it's over. Like, this is it, you know what I'm saying? This, you got to come to that state of mind
it's over. Are you preparing like a couple days? You like, man, fuck it, I'm back out here.
I think it just depends on how the relationship is. A day after 24 hours, it's a wrap.
Because I feel like sometimes people do that shit and they bring that baggage to other relationships. Now you done bring your bullshit and your emotions and your things you hate about that relationship to a new relationship.
Some people like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Some people like that. I'm gonna look at it like a whole person.
You saying you could have sex the next day, like you break up with your girl.
I mean, it doesn't mean that's gonna happen. It just means that you. I would say for me, it don't mean that that's gonna happen for me or Bert, but just you never know. Like you said, you never know if she or he may have been ready to leave.
Ready for that.
Or have been leaving.
Right.
And now she's just being honest about what they were doing.
I'm done.
And at when that point, you have to be prepared for even for that person. Well, not only for myself, for that person to be there.
In my mind, then, she would have to have mentally have broken
checked
up
out.
With you.
Checked out a long time
way
ago.
Way before.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
And her emotions healed to the point where she didn't care, which upon you realizing that, that probably is going to hurt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So I would rather go ahead and take the hurt and then get over it.
How long does it take? Is it a time thing?
Before I have sex with another woman.
Before you jump out there and take another woman serious. Not even sex. I'm talking about relationship.
Good question. Not sex.
You can always go out and fuck the next thing.
Good question.
We're talking about a relationship.
Okay, I'm coochiology 101. This is what I teach.
101, the intro course.
So if when you're in a relationship, like when it's a marriage, it's a bond. So you're not really whole until you're in a relationship, and you're as one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So when you separate, you have to heal, you know? You have to have time to heal and heal yourself and become as one again because you've departed from that person.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I don't think I could honestly get into a serious relationship. Mm-hmm. If you do jump into a relationship, you're just trying to get over. No. You're just trying to covet.
You're trying to jump right into it.
You're trying to fill that void.
Because that never works. Whoever you get, you break up with your wife or husband, you jump into a relationship with your best friend who you always...
That might be crazy. Was curious about. And a lot of people are...
That's not going to work. Right. That's not going to work.
That might be crazy.
You're coveting.
You're just putting a band-aid on that
so it won't hurt right now and trying to get that other person is like, you're like a vampire feeding off them. It's not going to work.
Man, go ahead and get another one out
of it. Who's turning
it? Last one.
Dante,
come.
This better be a good one.
Biddy got that, Jay.
Get it, Biddy. Get deep in there. Get a big girl. Yeah, we get a big girl.
Man, sure. What are the signs of a gold digger? These questions.
Okay, get another one. Get another one.
Somebody got some issues.
Come on.
Some people need to know that shit, though.
Okay, all right.
Go ahead, Biddy. What's your
thing? Can you love more than one person?
That sounds.
That's kind of like
unheterosexual. Like,
what kind of love?
Biddy, get another one, man. Get another one. I mean, sounds unheterosexual.
Do we want this to be the last question? I mean, like, can you love more than one person?
What do you mean?
Like, I love my mother and my daughter. All right, that's more than one person.
That's all I'm saying.
Get another one.
You fall in love with another person?
Yeah, you can. That's redundant. I don't even know what that means, but that's redundant. That's what it is. Go ahead, baby. What does this one say?
Oh, man. All right.
Is technological progress inevitable as long as humans exist, or can be? Or can it be stopped?
What? Get another one.
Get another one. Hey, Biddy, get another one, man. It's gonna take a half hour for him to explain. They watch Terminator.
I put none in there. I had no topics in there.
Come on, Biddy.
Do you think the youth of today respect as elders? Do you think
you want me to answer that?
Do you think the youth today respect the elders?
I think to a certain extent.
I don't think so at all. No, hell no.
I do not think so at all.
No.
It depends. What kind of respect are you looking for?
No. How they was raised.
No.
There's a lot of them that's raised fucked up, I'm telling you, bro.
Do you blame the youth for not respecting? Do you blame the elder for not raising the youth correctly?
That's like, you want me that's answer like, which came first, the chicken or the egg type shit?
I can tell you.
Elders came first.
Right, but
I like that answer. Yeah. I like that answer. But you know what? It's really like just like we said about the kids not going outside. That's the parents' fault.
The elders, my generation,
is our fault because we didn't instill into the kids what was in, like when we grew up. You had total respect for any adult.
Mm-hmm. Or was it fear?
It wasn't fear. You were taught to respect. Like, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Like, you know, you were just being polite.
After you got an ass whooping.
No, but not...
Some people.
I mean, you know what? I learned a lot of respect from my grandparents.
I'm not talking about you in particular. I'm talking about just in general. During the time, I mean, we had civil rights. We had... There was a lot of shit that was just mean shit going on.
But they taught you how to have respect for people, you know, and things.
I mean, then you're talking about respect amongst... African Americans to African Americans or black to black, but white to black.
Well, you had to respect the fact that they might kill you. So you still had to be taught that respect. But I'm saying the children, like when the black man was in the household in the 70s, he had a lot of respect. So now it's like rarely do you see a man in the house. So women that don't grow up with the man in the house don't really respect men because even when you're in an authoritative position, you say something like, you ain't my daddy. So they don't really learn that. I think it's a learned behavior that they just didn't get. And my generation didn't teach them. So how do we expect them to grow up with all these instilled morals that we grew up on? We weren't there.
But it's also the society's fault for being so sensitive, too. That affects how we discipline our children compared to how we was disciplined or how y'all was disciplined back in the day. We can't even really discipline our children in public without somebody side-eyeing, somebody may call in the CPS on you, you know.
Because of the discipline that was received in the past.
Right. Well, but you know.
But that discipline also saved a lot of lives.
That's systematic because when we grew up.
It did because when you go outside, the fear was the motherfuckers going to lynch your ass.
Yeah. Well, no, the fear was my neighbor might see me and tell my mama. Or my name.
But then once again, y'all brought it right back into the black community again.
But then, you know, you stop the system of abuse because our parents were beat and whipped. Mm-hmm. And their parents were beat and whipped. And this is how they were taught and this is how they were brought up. So two or three generations after slavery, what do you expect them to have? Timeouts and like, no, Billy.
You're not going to have timeouts.
You know, so this is the way they grew up. This is a learned pattern behavior.
So is that why the children today you all believe are not respecting the elders?
Well, what happened was that level of abuse wouldn't be accepted today. Yeah. To see someone
in public, with
an actual whip where their back is...
Oh, no, you can't do that.
Kids are getting their ass whipped and out.
But it's also... As the older generation, we don't take the time to, and I do, but I'm gonna throw myself in there too. We don't take the time to sit and really talk to them no more.
I do.
I definitely do.
A lot of us don't.
I don't be none of my kids.
You know what I'm saying? We don't sit.
So you have
and not even necessarily. I'm not even talking about your kids, but you might see a kid. You know what's? You know he may look like he got a problem going on. Sit and talk to him, see what's going on with him. We don't do that no more.
Right.
It ain't no...
Sit and talk to somebody else's child.
Right.
Would you want somebody talking to your kid that doesn't know your kid?
If they ain't raising them right anyway, they need somebody to talk to
them. Because, you know, the other day I was on my air wheel, you know, and... I got an air wheel. I mean, it's a lot of practice you got before you can ride it.
I'm not just talking about like a random kid. I'm talking about a random kid.
So you stop one of
your kid's friends or something like that.
Right.
Or one of your kid's teammates on a basketball team or football team or whatever.
But what normally is like the reason behind that friend of your kid's?
They probably know.
But why are they acting out? Normally, like, what is the rule?
Because the father's not in the picture.
If the father's not in the picture,
I might pull somebody to the side, like, and try to talk to him. Because he's not getting it nowhere else.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
I would do that. A lot of black men do that anymore. A lot of people. I ain't gonna say black. I'm gonna just say people in general. I'm not just gonna say black.
I'm gonna say
people in general. Because even with the white kids, they not raised. with the same respect level as the older white kids.
Well, they want to be black.
Yeah, they want to be black.
Not all of them, though.
But
not all of them. Not all of them.
For example, we all need to talk to any kid that we come within communication with within means. Because the little kid, Chinese kid, came up to me and was like, holding a conversation based on the air wheel and where did you get it and, you know, asking me questions. And I asked him questions and he went back, he talked to his dad. He said, my dad wants to know, can you come by tomorrow at a certain time you want to talk? I was like, good. But at the same time, we need to pass on positive words to these kids. Like, hey, what are you doing? You know? Mm-hmm. Come on, you need to represent better.
So I'm not going to say that.
But are you going to talk to some of these kids?
Like, I do. Some of them can't be reached. Some of them cannot be reached.
Yeah, man.
Some of them are so far gone, it's like there's no point of even trying to keep trying.
How do you do that?
I get frustrated.
I can't even say after a certain age.
I get frustrated. Because
I deal with kids in the studio from 12 to all the way to 18. You know what I'm saying? It's not even a certain age. It's how you talking to them. It's finding things that they relate to. Once you ping on a kid what they relate to, stay there with them and build something around that.
Yeah, I think the kids don't stop at 18. I think it's like 25.
Oh, yeah, you got grown
kids. You got
kids too,
and I'm talking to kids. Like, did you ever have a conversation with your dad? Did anybody ever explain life to you? This is what I'm telling you.
Right.
I'm like, somewhere you're not getting the reality of the way things really are.
Right.
Sometimes they don't have that. They never got that talk.
Somebody told you
they ain't had nobody, no OG there to give them no game.
They just out here kind of winging it.
They were something that they weren't. Ugly.
And most times it's growing up in households with no male figure, and it's a female figure there, and there is nobody to offset the balance of sensitivity or the balance of making sure you see the world softer than what it is.
You know, the dad gives you that compassion.
Exactly.
You know, to understand.
But not all dads, I can't say.
Well, you know.
I got zero tolerance on myself.
Me neither. I ain't got no tolerance. I got zero tolerance. I ain't got time with no mistakes. Nothing.
I let my daughter get away with a lot more than my son do. Not only because she's my daughter.
Yeah, that's
my
son.
My son cannot get away with the same stuff my daughter get away with.
Why?
Because they're not gonna play with him out there in the streets. Why would I play with him in the house?
They're not gonna play with her either.
They're not gonna play with her, but it's gonna be a different mindset for a female. It's like my son, that's little me. Like I'm gonna teach him shit that
you can't teach your daughter. You don't want to teach your daughter.
I don't want to teach my daughter.
She's going to learn. She's going to see.
But from a different aspect, though. Yeah, it's going to be from a whole different aspect.
If you don't teach her, it might be worse.
I'll make her aware of things, but she's going to learn from a different aspect than from the way that my son
learned. The easiest girls, when I was young and in the game, the easiest girls to get were girls whose parents didn't explain things to them.
Well, mm-hmm. I explained everything
and
to my daughter.
And they were very curious. And once you engaged in the conversation, the curiosity became physical. So it's like, it's your job to give her just as much toughness as you would give him.
I mean, I do. I told my daughter where cows come from. I mean, where hamburgers come from. Like, I'm sitting there and watched a video with her. Eight years
you
old.
Don't want her to Shock have a false of sense of you know reality mean? That men are always going to be easy on her, but they're going to be hard on
her.
It's a fine balance. Sometimes they don't really get, they like, oh, I can, it'll, they'll do it for me.
Yeah. Right. A lot of women have grown up like that. And daddy taking care of them, daddy always being there. And now...
And then when
you're dealing with a man, he want to be there, but you like, I don't need you. I got my dad.
Well, it's when you're not.
Instead of my daughter, I'm not gonna always be here to have your back. I put that in her head too. I'm not gonna always be here.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
So that's why you kind of. I mean, I agree with you too, OG, on that one.
Yeah, because when you're not there, she's gonna be looking for a guy like you who's gonna like, don't worry, I'm gonna take care of you.
And that's gonna be the guy you don't want her to be with. Look like you, and the motherfucker like that nigga don't think like me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, y'all crazy. We're going to have to go ahead and get up out of here, man. OG, go ahead and give them your tagline where they can reach you at.
All right, my OG Frank. You can reach me at OG_Frank on Instagram.
I'm O50, your boy Biddy. You can find me on Instagram at Organized_Rhymes. You can also check my beats out at OrganizedRhymes.BeatStars.com.
Super Saiyan Santi at Super Saiyan Santi Instagram.
And you know who I am. You can find me on IG Fresh_the_engineer on IG. Make sure y'all go follow the page. All gas,
no breaks.
AGNB podcast on IG. It's gonna be right here. Make sure y'all email us.